By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge Thursday to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's effort to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing here in the United States to live and work in the country for 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians, activists, and demonstrators. Changes have also been made to Hong Kong's election laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and give a largely pro-Beijing committee the leeway to nominate lawmakers aligned with the mainland government. France's highest court on Thursday upheld a new law requiring the public to hold a health pass to access bars, restaurants, and health workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by mid-September, saying it complied with the Republic's founding charter. However, the Constitutional Council did strike down several clauses of the legislation, saying that enforcing a compulsory 10-day quarantine on anyone testing positive for COVID-19 impinged on freedoms. The legislation is due to come into effect next week. President Emmanuel Macron unveiled it in July as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a fourth wave of infections. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA.